This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Here are your hosts, Sean Green and Ryan Kramer.
I can't believe we're letting these guys on my network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live. Sean, Stacking the Money Green, with my partner on picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Imagine how incredibly unhealthy you would feel if you played poker for 40 straight days.
Yeah, I don't know how those guys do it and keep their sanity and keep, I mean, a lot of them aren't the picture of health, but yeah, to your point, you're just sitting there, grinding it out mentally, physically. True endurance athletes. Joining us in studio, hanging out for the next hour, our buddy, you know him, you love him, the man in the box from the Bottom Line Bombs podcast, Mr. CJ Sullivan. CJ, I know you're on the Oilers. I'm on the Oilers. Yep. Before we were watching the game, it was 4-3, and you said to us, very prescient, you said, what if it's one of these overtime hockey games that keep going and going? That's going to be a great sweat on air. And here we are, 4-4, heading into second OT. What was it like in the book when they tied things up?
When they tied things up, the Corey Perry goal, I mean, the book exploded.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a pop. There was an explosion. I was high-fiving strangers. People coming, running up and down the aisles. A lot of Oilers. There was some Florida supporters way down the corner when we were watching, but now it's all Edmonton. And, yeah, I jokingly said about the overtime, because these hockey games can technically go forever. I mean, like, sometimes they're over for, like, 8 hours, you know? And, usually I call in and you give me the live update sweats of my game. So now
now we're sweating it out together
now
in
it's
studio.
In the studio, perfect. This is what that breakaway. I'm watching highlights. As soon as that Florida had that breakaway there, I just put my head down. I'm like, I can't even watch this. It took forever.
There's been some crazy close chances in OT.
The longer the game goes, gotta give the edge to Edmonton, right? Body clock advantage.
I would just, well, they might be in the same time zone, but yeah. Just more, I would imagine home ice favors you in overtime. But CJ, I mean, you know, I'm very much a hockey amateur, kind of hopping in for the Stanley Cup. The way these pucks ricochet and they're just such high level players on both sides. I mean, the McDavid, the assist he had earlier in the game, like where he, you know, did the juke move and kicked it out. Like, we're just seeing some high-level hockey. This is a fun series.
Yeah, that was beautiful. But like I said, when it comes to advantage, the puck just drops where it goes and bounces all around. The ice is bad. People are slipping on the ice.
Yeah.
We need some more shovelers out there. I don't know what's going on.
Need some Zamboni work. Yeah. Mountain time zone for Edmonton, so there would be a body clock.
Okay, one hour?
Two.
Okay.
Florida's in the east.
Oh,
Edmonton's
you're right.
in the mountain. That's
okay.
Two. So if this was a football game, we'd be talking about it.
All right. 2 hour time difference. Like, what time is it? We're completely lost.
They're tired. It's late.
I'm tired from watching this game. I can only imagine the guys actually playing it. Of course, we're going to talk a little NBA, NHL playoffs, and stay locked in on VSiN.com, YouTube TV. Get the Sirius. Love driving around. Listen to it on Sirius as well. And the VSiN Watch app, great way to stay tuned for all the playoff coverage, all the finals/final coverage. CJ, I know you're trying to do the impossible. You're trying to turn $20 into $20 million via the circuit contests. Refresh people if they haven't been following along.
Absolutely. And it started right here in this studio. We've got $20 each, the three of us. We gave out pleasers every week on the segment, which is a reverse teaser, obviously. And week 18, we finally hit one.
Oh, yeah.
25-1.
Go.
So that $20 turned into $500. And with that, I put $300 because I blew $200 of it. $300 on a great exacta ticket, Eagles to beat the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, 17-1. So that turned into $5,000. And then we immediately shoved that $5,000 mid-February on the Thunder to win the West at -120. Bink. So we hit that. Now we're at around 9,100-ish. So we won it. My goal is to get the max entries, a Survivor, 10 entries.
Hit the clean 11.
Just to be clear, not including the Grandissimo.
Not the Grandissimo, but we'll see how these Oilers do. Who knows? And then 1 million. So we wanted 11, so I needed to get 2,000 more. So I drove out here as an ode to last year's road to 10 million to enjoy the beautiful Circa bonus they do with the two-night in all-inclusive.
Yes.
It was incredible to do one more parlay of the finals. That's where it started last year when I took the Oilers and the Thunder, which I hope they don't mess up, but it was
just to win, right? Oilers,
yes,
Thunder,
just to
win
the series. Absolutely. And part of my thinking is just one last thing before it's baseball season for betting. So yes, just one last actual fun sweat to do.
So now, obviously, Oilers got the game one win in overtime. Mm-hmm. Pacers got the win in game one. Crazy outcome there. Halliburton, you were also in the book, mm-hmm, getting the reaction. Yeah. CJ posted a great video on his social with the Indiana fan celebrating behind him with the selfie cam.
A lot of Indiana fans rushing to the window as soon as that buzzer hit, too, to cash their tickets. I kind of jinxed that myself. I had Thunder first half yesterday, and then all these Pacer fans behind me, I'm like, yeah, you know what, I hit my bet, I'll root for your Pacers, not thinking they're gonna win outright, you know. I'm thinking maybe it'll get a backdoor cover
10-9.5,
something like that. And then Halliburton did what he did.
Now what about game two? We see the line sitting there at 11, which, you know, we were talking in the first segment, I am gonna take the Pacers plus 11. It's just too many points to give this team. I get it. Oklahoma City off a loss. Yeah. It should be a smash spot for Oklahoma City, but it's just 11 points is a lot for a team that turned it over 24 times. What do you like here in game two, CJ?
It's tough because the Pacers have been in this situation both series where they won both games on the road in Cleveland and New York.
Well,
they didn't have a drop off.
And to me, like, part of the reason why I like Pacers early in this series and why I took them plus 2.5 for the games for the series is that everything they were saying about this Pacers Thunder was what they were saying about the Pacers Cavs. Like, oh, this is a 60 win team.
Right.
They got no shot. Blah, blah, blah. And it seems like they have an ability to hang around.
But I will say this: the Thunder did give away game one to Denver.
Yeah.
And then they came in back game two.
Won by 43.
And they won by 43. They put up like 80 something in the first half. Pacers did shoot 46% from three yesterday. So, I mean, you imagine that would come down a bit, but who knows? The way they're shooting, it might not, you know?
They have been hot. I will say the impressive thing about the Pacers is that all the role players have done something this postseason.
Yeah.
They've all done something. And so it kind of matches one of the superpowers of OKC, the depth.
Yeah, I mean, Obi Toppin hitting 5 3-pointers, probably not going to happen again. But
I'm telling you,
that's what's interesting about this Pacers team. Like, I wouldn't even say next man up. Just a random guy from the deep bench will show up.
I mean, Miles,
and make a run.
Miles Turner doing a step side bank three. I'm like, okay, something might be in the air tonight.
Yeah, when that hit, I had the Pacers plus 10. I was feeling good, but then you know how the NBA goes. When you're down five, those last couple of minutes, they intentionally foul. It can get away from you pretty quick. Any props you want to give out, CJ, that you think game two?
Real quick, though, I will get into the props.
Yeah.
I just wanted to circle back update on the Circa staying here for 2 days.
Oh, yes.
I just want to say that. I brought gifts. Now, it was $400 from two-night all-inclusive,
Great deal.
And they were great here. They actually let me pay with a winning ticket, and it happened to be my Lady UConn ticket that I bought off you right here in the studio.
Oh, I know. I saw the video.
In March Madness. And they also gave me a bonus gift and for being so sharp that I want to give to you. You can go ahead and hand that over there. It is. You go ahead and open it up there. It was a bonus for winning there. It's
Oh, wow.
What do we got here?
When it's so sharp, you're going to need shades. And
okay.
Paige Bucket Special Lady UConn sunglasses. How about that?
Wow. They are Husky branded on the side.
Wow, look at this. Amazing, amazing gift, CJ, to remind me of.
Real quick, though, more importantly, there's a lot of places in Vegas where you can't even get a sports ticket cashed after the sports books closed, let alone use it to pay for your hotel room.
Right at the front desk. No credit card needed for incidentals because they were like, all right, we understand. We trust you, sir, that you're sharp and you put it in the committee. So that was it. Ticket to ticket, hand to hand. Here's your room key.
Yes. If you missed that the episode of Speed Betting, I ran down. I put a $100 future on the UConn Husky, Lady Huskies to win. I didn't really want to bet that, and CJ immediately snatched it up. He goes, Hunter to win at plus 300. Yeah. That's great. Juju Watkins goes down, opens up the field.
Wow.
Well, that was certainly part of.
I mean, it helped. It helped. But they were winning every game by 30.
And UConn is a machine. They are a bucket. Paige buckets. And they went and cashed. And CJ will never let me hear the end of it.
And you the quote you were the money quote from you was, "What do I even do with this?"
Yeah.
and then you threw it down on the table. Like, it was emotional from losing speed bet, true, but you also, what do I do with this?
Well, now
I showed you what you do with
it. Yeah, you hang on to it, and then you use it for the circuit deal. Absolutely. I like that.
I mean, the fact that you can pay for your room with a winning
Look at that.
Sports betting ticket. I wonder if you can pay for a sandwich at Saginaw's with a ticket.
That's probably a lot for them to unpack there.
I got a week three UFL Showboats ticket. I'm looking to cash in. Can I get a Reuben?
I don't know if it works everywhere, but now we do have speed betting coming up. CJ is going to be involved. Maybe the judge. Maybe CJ. I think a fun quirk is CJ assigns us either a bet or a type of bet that we have to run down. Speed betting is coming up later in the hour where Ryan and I race down. We place a bet at the kiosk, race back up here. Whoever has the lowest time wins.
And, yeah, there could be a world record on the line.
Really?
Could be a world record.
Well, we'll see. I mean, if the hockey game's still going on, there's going to be some traffic running down to the book. And I was a gentleman. There was a guy last time who had like a hot cup of coffee, and I'm like, sir, if you could please move forward, I have a
not me. I'm getting a 5-minute major for cross checking.
Slashing. I mean, the last thing you want to do is the hot coffee flying everywhere. All right, coming up next, we have a new NFL award that you can bet on. They've never taken bets on this before because it's a new award. Find out what the award is and find out what we like. That plus maybe a little UFL when Sports Gambling Podcast Live returns here on VSiN. Sports Gambling Podcast Live. Sean Stack of the Money Green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. Kramer, what's happening?
Greetings, Sean.
That grunt you heard was our buddy CJ Sullivan from the Bottom Line Bombs. We are sweating out our Edmonton play here live on VSiN. Double OT, 17-ish left to go. They got a good look. There's been great chances both sides. This is just it's just playoff hockey. That's finest.
Live goal scorer market. Any interest?
No, I don't need more action on this game. I'm sweating through my shirt right now just watching this game. It's been a wild ride. Obviously, Edmonton down 4-3, tied it up with 17 seconds left to go to OT. Bunch of good looks both sides in the first period. Now we're in second OT. Kramer, in the meantime, a new NFL award market. What is it? What are the odds? What are we doing?
Well, first of all, a shout out to the NFL for creating another award.
Oh, God bless.
Ambiguous betting. That is one of the awards markets are some of the most fun bets you can place. And now they've given us the offensive line award market. I don't know why they're calling it the protector of the year. I mean, NFL, I'm sure they paid some accounting firm. Like, they went to Ernst & Young and said, hey, come up with a good name. Just the offensive lineman of the year works fine. We don't need the protector of the year, but we have it.
Well, yeah, to your point, it's offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year.
It's really
it's not like the points. Yeah, they don't jazz it up.
Like, all right, name it after an offensive lineman. Just
the defender of the year, the denier of the year.
Son, when you grow up, what do you want to be? I want to be a protector.
I know. It sounds like an insurance ad or some kind of like mascot, like State Farm or something.
You know what? This might be sponsored by perhaps that's what it is. They realize they can allow sponsors to buy awards and sponsor them. Anyway.
Also, does it tip its cap that it's leaning bias towards pass blockers and not your run blockers?
Yeah. Because,
you know, it's not the bulldozer of the year.
It's true.
And right. Good eye, CJ.
It kind of makes you think it's a tackle award, which is kind of messed up. Like, instead of just having an offensive, I'm in favor of offensive line. All offensive line matter to me, but the protector of the year, and based on the odds, also looks like they're highlighting. And again, this market isn't widely available, so search high and low. It's certainly available in the warmer climates. Penei Sewell, the chalk at 3-1. Tristan Wirfs 8. I wonder how they price this. Tristan Wirfs 8-1. Trent Williams 9-1, Lane Johnson 9-1, Deion Dawkins 12-1, Rashawn Slater 12-1, and another Eagle, Mailata 14. We can go down the list, but essentially what you're seeing here is the better teams, kind of, but also guys with a name brand. To me, this is also going to be a team award. I do think you're gonna find the winner of this award is getting the award because the entirety of what the offensive line has done. It's hard to the point of their offense in general.
Because the people that are, and I'm sure there are some people, I don't know who is even voting for these yet, but I'm sure some of them, there probably are some O-linemen who are maybe grinding some tape, know what they're talking about. But in a lot of these awards, it ends up being a team award, a way to reward either the O-line, the offense, and your point, Ryan, like, I think you got to have some familiarity. We even see this in the Defensive Player of the Year where, you know, you could have a really good season, but – you know, if you don't really know ball, there's some guys that slide through the cracks. It does seem to go to, I don't know, who is a household name, O-lineman, but I feel like you must have heard of them before this season for them to have a chance to win.
Yeah, they probably already need to be in the discussion as, like, one of the top-tier left tackles in the game.
Yeah.
And again, the offense is probably going to have to be good. The offensive line as a whole is going to have to be good. So what? I mean, I guess what's the angle then? Are we looking for an undervalued member of the Chiefs' offensive line, something like that? Because there's also the problem of they don't have everyone listed.
Yeah,
they don't have everyone listed. So I mean, my handicap of this would be very simple. That I think you just you make a list of the best offensive line offense combos in the league. And you find which offense, like, to me, the Chiefs aren't really represented here. Joe Tooney, but I don't even know if he would be the guy. Maybe you look to a team like the Ravens. It just seems like the name brand is going to be the average NFL fan knows how many offensive tackles.
It's a great point.
Six.
Penei Sewell, I think at 3-1, no thanks. Because I'm skeptical of the Lions offense in general. I think that's going to be a tough spot. Obviously I'm biased towards the Eagles, but Lane Johnson, he's all over social media. His wife's big on social media. He certainly is a big name. And same with Jordan Mailata. Like, Jordan Mailata putting out Christmas albums.
I do prefer Mailata, though.
So Mailata,
14-1, Mailata, if I was going to take an Eagle.
Yeah, Mailata at 14-1. Everyone likes to say, Hurts is carried by this great offensive line and great skill position players around him. And certainly they have a good team around Hurts. But I think Jordan Mailata at 14-1, obviously I'm biased here in this market, but I think it's also a way to reward Jeff Stoutland, great offensive line coach. Also, the story surrounding Jordan Mailata, a guy who never played football before, drafted in the 7th round, I think is a very fun story. You know, a rugby player turned protector of the year.
And he's a personality, to your guys' points, which I think will be important because, like you said, there's not too many stars, offensive linemen that they would want to showcase. So he's someone that would – as far as the media and get his face out there for marketing,
it's also like
people not recognize.
It's a mauling position, and he's like a good guy.
Yeah.
He's like a strangely marketable guy.
Gentle giant.
Gentle giant, absolutely.
Now, here, I got two for you. Sure. One is like more of a just-in-case, Andrew Thomas. He's already known as an elite left tackle on a team that's a quarterback away in a city with lots of media buzz. But this one you're going to like, Sean. Joe Alt.
Okay.
Harbaugh offensive line will be good. This, granted, they like to run the ball a little bit, but that this, Joe Alt to me, it's LA, it's Harbaugh, it's a top five pick. Like 50-1 for Joe Alt.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
As far as long shots, that's not bad. And maybe even like you mentioned, Ronnie Stanley, I can see a 50-1. He's at least someone you've heard of. But Joe Alt, I see the angle certainly.
I also like your angle with the Chiefs. Like, I'm looking at lines that were bad last year, or you know, have in the press was the storyline that they were bad.
Yeah.
You know, having a redemption thing. I'm thinking of like Houston, you know, and they traded away their offensive line was terrible, and they can rally. And the Texans obviously can win that division. I'm looking at Cam Robinson at 33-1.
Ooh.
He's a beast from Alabama. All these guys are beasts. They're huge. 6'6", 320, you know, but from Alabama.
So good to call him a beast.
Absolutely. He's actually a great offensive tackle. And I can see if the Texans have that bounce back year, which Stroud does too, they might want to reward him with that.
This is the kind of market I'm going to have to send some emails to get some guys listed, I think. We'll have to see.
But. Well, that's usually, but let's go back to our history of asking a sportsbook to list something.
It doesn't always work out.
No, generally it doesn't come through. But shout out to the circuit, who's usually pretty receptive when we ask them to hang something.
Sometimes.
They do a good job. Shout out to Jeff Benson.
But
guys.
You're right. You can't do chalk in this market. Even though I love Tristan Wirfs from Mount Vernon, Iowa. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
He is probably the best.
Well, and that could be a fun way to reward the Bucks if they have this jump in their offense that people think. But at 8-1.
Yeah, at 8-1, I'm not playing.
I think it's a little crazy. CJ, so I'm going Jordan Mailata. Kramer, what's your official play?
Joe Alt, Andrew Thomas. Andrew Thomas 33-1. Joe Alt 50-1.
CJ, are you sprinkling the long shot? It sounded like you were also on my lotta there.
I'll sprinkle Cam Robinson and another, and this one is on the Jets, but oh my goodness.
Oh, so close.
Olaf Ashanu.
Oh, okay.
For the Jets. He's also just a massive, massive man.
And if
played
the Jets,
Penn State.
If, just in case the Jets turn things
just
around.
Just in case.
Fashanu,
like
50-1.
Yeah.
Good call. CJ, we got a couple minutes.
Sure.
Good time to talk United Football League. What do you like this week? This four minutes.
Oh, wow.
Of course, Kramer, why don't you give us a...
I love the O-line market getting 10 minutes, and UFL playoffs gets about a quick 30 seconds.
And Kramer, why don't you give us an update on the UFL betting splits? Of course, go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Get VSiN's betting splits for as little as $9.99 a month. You get the high limit action from the Circa, and of course DraftKings, which is available in so many different markets. Good just barometer of the market, where things are going. VSiN.com/subscribe. What are the pros and Joes on for UFL?
Birmingham -1.5, 68% of the bets, but only 28% of the handle. That's crazy. The Stallions have never lost to the Panthers. Must be new to the market. And then DC +2.5, 42% of the bets, but 88% of the handle. Are they not aware that the league is fixing it for St. Louis?
CJ, 45 seconds.
45
UFL
seconds.
UFL playoff preview.
Let me pull out my laptop real quick.
He's got his Trapper
Keeper.
Oh, wow.
And I'll go to the
CJ's
UFL.
CJ's very much an analog guy.
Got the ticket here in the pouch.
Wow.
And go to the UFL.
Using a lot of his seconds on the Trapper Keeper.
And let's see, my notes are the league is fixed, and they want D.C. and Birmingham to play in a championship game. I mean, St. Louis and Birmingham, apologize. Oh, God.
Panthers scored.
Let's wrap up this UFL segment perfectly with a Florida Panther goal. St. Louis, Birmingham is definitely to play. I mean, they leaked the script like a month ago, like previewing the championship on a commercial. So it's crazy. As much as I like DC, I have a future on them. It's just not going to be. St. Louis, Birmingham.
Sports
wrap
betting,
it up.
Blackjack. When we return.
Said the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast Live. Sean, Stacking the Money Green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
It's really can cut the tension with a knife in here. Maybe I should step out for this segment.
Unfortunately, Edmonton Oilers didn't get it done. Joining us in studio, hanging out, CJ Sullivan from the Bottom Line Bombs Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. CJ, unfortunately, our Oilers didn't get it done, man. Backbreaker there, 5-4 loss in Edmonton, in OT. How are we feeling?
It's why tie it up, Edmonton? Why put us through the overtimes? Have the decency to lose in regulation then if you're going to do that?
Yeah, just like when you tie it up with 17 seconds and then don't get it done, it's just raking you over
the coals. Double overtime. But like I say with hockey, every time, like, you know, we kind of jump in from the outside. It's very exciting, you know, in the playoffs, whatever, and you get it. It's really exciting to root for. And then the second you lose or it's over, you clean your hands of it immediately. No emotional attachment.
Like
a blackjack dealer. I am out of here. Let's go.
Perfect transition to blackjack. Ryan, we're going to play blackjack in studio. We're probably going to be playing blackjack on the floor of the beautiful Circa here in Las Vegas. And, of course, good excuse to come out here to the Circa. They got a great all-in deal. Two-night stay at Circa. $100 dining credit, $100 beverage credit. You get the day bed at Stadium Swim where the party never stops. $400 resorts fees and taxes are included. You get the day bed, $100 beverage credit, $100 dining credit. That is a great deal, and it ends September 4th, aka when football starts. So perfect time. Get in, come out here the summer, hang out, sign up for the contest, hang out at the day bed, treat yourself. Give yourself a great summer. CircaLasVegas.com. Ryan shuffling up the cards. Very easy to play along. We just simply play blackjack, and each blackjack card coincides with an NFL win total, and you're put on the spot. You have to make a case for that NFL win total. I'm going to play. Kramer's going to play. Now, are we going to have CJ be the dealer, Ryan? Is
no,
he going to play a
play.
Player's hand?
I think he's going to play.
Okay, great. Then we go up against right. the dealer.
Do you want to cut?
I can enter fresh shoe here.
Yeah.
Do you want to cut?
Yes, absolutely.
Sean never cuts, so this
no.
is already
no,
different.
No, no, no. My mother once told me that. Love and honor your mother, but always cut the effing deck.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes. Oh, it's true. I feel
it's
like
cards.
Same
you
thing.
You always cut the
grew
deck.
Up on the East Coast. Yeah. You always cut. All right, that's going to be the dealer sitting on a nine. Let's see. We would go. Sean would be first. So, Sean, yes. Four of hearts.
Not a good card.
Four of hearts.
Against a nine. Four of hearts.
That's a good double down card.
Seahawks over 8.5 plus 115. Well, I'll just start there. If I had to choose right now, I would probably say the Rams are going to win that division. But, you know, I was skeptical of Sam Darnold last year, and he proved me wrong. Him going to Seattle and them continuing their momentum there, them getting a nine wins in that division, that is not crazy. And you're getting plus 115 odds. I think what I like about it is it's a fade of the 49ers and probably a fade of the Cardinals there, over the nine wins.
I don't like that.
Well, yeah,
but
you're irrationally in love with the Cardinals, even though nothing's changed. Nothing ever changes the Cardinals. And even Cardinals fans are out on Kyler. So this is a fun way to fade some of the other teams in the division. So Seahawks over 8.5 wins at plus 115.
I'm sorry you had to get that card. All right, I'm up. Three of clubs. Great double down card as well. A lot of options.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Jags over 7.5.
CJ would have loved that card.
Speaking of NFL Gumars, you got your Cardinals. I got my Jags.
You're a side team.
Yeah, a little mistress kind of, you know.
Funny you mention. I feel like I'm sliding down. We'll say ice since we're watching the Stanley Cup Finals towards a position where I'm going to be high on the Jags. This number is low. As much as I wanted to make fun of and fade Liam Cohen, they are saying a lot of the right things. I'm very optimistic. And it's all about Trevor Lawrence, obviously.
Yeah. Well, and
but 7.5.
Travis Hunter is really good at football.
7.5 wins in that division. I am going to be much lower than market on the Texans. I don't think I'll be back in on the Titans.
Yeah, Daniel Jones is starting for the Colts.
So I'm running into a position where it's like, I guess I'm on the over here with the Jags at 7.5. Love, they can win the division.
It's funny.
Crazy.
Their win total at 7.5. They also could be favored to win the division. Like
the Texans are. But, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. They not far off.
CJ, you're up.
All right.
Five of spades.
Look at those three, four, five.
All got good double down positions. Right. Five
right.
of spades.
What are we looking at here?
Niners under 10.5, minus 130.
Ooh, under 10.5. Now, you did hear to say we want to fade the Niners.
Yes, beautiful.
But they do have an historically easy schedule, as I say, if you listen to those metrics.
That's
which,
true.
I mean, who knows, though? Once the season starts, what a soft schedule can be a hard schedule. So I'm not going to go with that. So a
lot of new money.
Yeah, absolutely. And then he got Brock Purdy got paid. What's he going to be like?
Debo, lost Ufunga.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I know this is a McCaffrey healthy year for him. I know
maybe
he likes to choose off and on.
He did almost retire last year.
Yeah.
Right. But I think that division is getting tougher, to be honest with you. I don't mind Seattle. The Rams, we know, is going to be the team maybe to beat in that division, and then you got Kramer's Cardinals there. I'll easily go under San Francisco.
11 seems like a lot.
At the beginning of this offseason, the Niners were close to even money, and the Rams were 2-1. That has almost completely flipped around. Mm.
Yeah, it's wild.
Crazy mispricing by the books there. Sean?
Got a four with the ace
of
diamonds.
Not quite a double down hand. And you're wasting an ace. Congratulations.
Cardinals under, what is that?
8.5.
8.5. All right, this is very
disgusting.
Easy. Kyler Murray is not good. How many years do we have to run this back? Their defense can get better. Kyler Murray cannot. He's just not a winning quarterback. It's pretty simple. And Jonathan Gannon is a snake of a defensive coordinator turned head coach who you cannot trust to win nine games. Give me the under, Cardinals 8.5.
Do the A's still own his rights? Maybe they can. He can show up when they move to Vegas.
Yeah, you know, when they go to Vegas, baseball. He's going to switch to left field. All right.
I think he's a shortstop. Jack of clubs for me, not a good double down hand. Didn't complete the dream. Bills over 11.5 minus 160. My goodness.
Now, that's high.
They are a regular season team. The more that I stare deeply into the soul of their division, I'm going to be lower than market on the Patriots, I believe. And I'm probably going to be lower than market on the Dolphins as well. This could be another runaway season for the Bills, who did look very businesslike last year in the regular season. They do play 17 games now. Don't like laying the minus 160, but Sean says we have to take the bet. So give me the Bills. Although I probably would prefer to play like a number one seed or most wins in conference type of situation. CJ, you also didn't get the double down. Jack of diamonds. Jack of diamonds.
Jackson 5 has a little poker hand there.
Yeah, it is. All right, Jack of diamonds is the Bills under 11.5. All right. Plus 135.
Doing.
Bills under 11.5. What is it?
The number? Well, plus 135.
Wow. People are high on the Bills, but they don't need to win 12, 13 games. That's the problem with them. And the division is bad, yes, but like also like they'll be fine. I can see them starting off like slow or maybe like in the middle and then kind of rallying a little bit, like just to get it together or to come out of the chute. I know. And also, the only handicap I need, they're the Hard Knocks team.
Hard Knocks team coming
out of the gate, always fade the Hard Knocks
great
team.
Great point.
Great. I mean, to your point, CJ, that's all I need. Fade the Bills. Under. All right, Kramer, I got an ace four. Hit me against a nine.
Oh, nice hit.
Oh,
five
here we go.
Hearts.
I got a five of hearts sitting on a 20, and the five of hearts is the over 10.5 for the Niners.
This has never happened. This is unprecedented.
All right, so maybe Brock Purdy doesn't stink. Maybe Christian – to CJ's point, if Christian McCaffrey does stay healthy – then this team could win 11 games. This is.
Can I help you with the handicap?
Sure.
Team trip to Germany.
Oh, okay.
Get a bunch of shots.
Yeah. All right. Nice blood spinning group trip. Yeah. Okay. So they go over there. They get the blood spinning. Well, and Kittle was also getting that done. So maybe they're all healthy thanks to foreign medicine. And that's it, really, if they are healthy, they should be good. I'm just a little skeptical there.
Yeah.
It is interesting how people have different levels of judgment for people who go out of the country for certain vices.
Kramer, right. You're sitting at 13 against a nine.
I guess I have to hit.
Yeah.
Of course.
Bust. I'm not even going to play it. Not even going to play it.
CJ 15 against a nine.
Three of diamonds.
He's got 18.
All right. What do we got? Three of
diamonds. Jags under 7.5.
Jags under seven and a half. This is unbelievable. Wow.
Going against your Jags, CJ.
CJ wants to surrender.
You will never convince me that the show is not rigged for segments, especially this blackjack segment alone. And I think that's good TV. That's exactly what you should be doing. Jaguars under, of course. I mean, obviously, it's not hard to talk myself into that as well. I do like the Jags over.
Duval.
I mean, just that press conference alone
does not
put out good
vibes.
He's
not even 40 years old.
Right. And, you know, Trevor Lawrence just doesn't get it done a lot sometimes. As much as I love Trevor Lawrence, and I'm sitting on an MVP ticket of Trevor Lawrence.
Goldilocks. All right.
Kramer, what does the dealer have?
15.
Flips over a six.
Oh, I should have stayed.
Dealer 15. One more card. Blow it up.
Yes.
10.
Monkey.
The dealer 25.
Monkey.
Dealer bus. Great sign. Speaking of great signs, speed betting returns. Kramer versus me. Who can get the bet down the quickest? You're going to want to tune in. Sports Gambling Podcast Live here on VSiN. Welcome to the podcast live here on VSiN. Sean Second Money Green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
How you feeling? You loose?
Yeah, I forgot to stretch in between the segment. Of course, we're here hanging out with CJ Sullivan, Bottom Line Bombs. We got speed betting where Kramer and I go head to head, race down to the kiosk there and see who can come back with a ticket. Doesn't really seem to matter if the ticket is a winner or not. We will be assigned a quest by CJ. But of course, shout out to VSiN. You can get a VSiN Pro subscription today. Get the full year for just $1.99. Plus, you get the free pre-order of the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by Josh Applebaum. Tons of great stuff. No nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting sharp action, making smarter NFL bets. Sign up now. You get instant access to the daily email, real-time betting splits, 24/7 video access. And again, the NFL betting guide. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Use the promo code BOOK, B-O-O-K, VSIN.com/subscribe, promo code BOOK to get that free book as well. Good stuff. Kramer, I see you.
Well, I was just getting this losing Oilers ticket. I mentioned this to you, but I had extra money after collecting some winnings.
Yeah, put it on the Oilers.
Including a Showboats Week 3 UFL ticket.
Put it on the Oilers puck line.
Oilers puck line, which was plus 215 at the time. I put exactly 310, which pays $666.50. Well, so it could have been my bad.
Well, it was your bad because we had the TV up on the top row.
Oh, wow.
And Kramer requested moving it to the bottom row. I pointed out that, no, we watched the 17-second goal descend it to OT on that top TV. We shouldn't move it down. Ryan, spitting in the face of the gambling gods once again. Not a good show.
Sean, real accountability green.
Well, I wasn't playing the game. Mm. If anyone is to blame in this studio right now, I think we know who it is. CJ, what are we doing? We need to get to this. We need to get the timer ready. Get this going. Kramer, what is the previous world record for the time?
53 seconds.
Yes.
53 seconds.
I've been pretty similar on both my times, right at like a minute, 5 seconds. Kramer, of course, had a 2 minute. An 18-second in the first round. He got destroyed, and then he bested me for the all-time record, 53 seconds. There's a number of reasons why I couldn't get it done, but...
Called a hustle, you know?
This is a rubber match.
Called a
round three. We are coming in. We're both 1-1. CJ, what are we going down to get at that kiosk?
All right. Well, I want to keep it balanced, obviously, and I want to pair it with someone you would like to root for as well. I know earlier you called me as maybe a sommelier or a concierge. Yeah. I think maitre degenerate.
I think,
if you will.
Wordsmith.
Yes,
I like
absolutely.
It.
So there's going to be two NFL futures award markets. So it might be, you know, it takes a little skill to find it on the keyboard there.
I like that.
You know, if you can cash a Memphis Showboat winning ticket, then you can do anything. One of their only two wins of the season, and you were in on it. That's incredible.
I was there. I was there for that. So I go. Do I go first?
Because yes, because
you're bringing up a 1-1. That I hold the world record and the fastest time ever.
Yeah, I mentioned all that. Yeah. So Kramer has to go down and bring back a NFL award market future.
I think he's going to – are you
– Sure. Oh. You want me to announce it now?
Yeah. I'm right.
For you, I paired – well, me and Sean actually looked at it earlier today the sports book. It's a great number, and it's a great player. Offensive rookie of the year, Cam Scataboo.
Oh, yes.
Has, nice 90-1, I believe, is the number. Something crazy like that. And why not get Scataboo?
Okay.
Why not Cam Scataboo? Mm-hmm. 0 seconds are on the clock. 3, 2, 1, go. And he's off. He's out of the studio. Friendly whistle.
That's a heavy second door, too. He had to get that shoulder into it.
Lowered the shoulder. Will we see – and this is a must-watch TV. VSiN.com. Great. He went steps. Did he use the escalator at all?
No, I think he flew by the escalator there. Yeah. He flew by the escalator.
So it was an interesting choice.
He had to do a little buttoning, unbuttoning of the blazer, too, there. So as he's going kind of like the businessman running late for a meeting.
26 seconds on the clock. We cannot see him. The kiosk is tucked just out of view here.
Right.
I
like this.
I think they're zooming in on a different...
it's more towards
oh,
us.
Kramer, but, oh, Kramer, what is going on?
What is happening?
He was completely lost. He was racing.
I wonder if this is such a high payout, much like your Quinn Ewers, that you're going to have to bring over the manager to make sure, you know, sign some papers.
That's a great point.
Yeah, because I know today...
Kramer struggled to find the kiosk, and now he has found the kiosk.
Wow.
And now we're locked in on him already. One minute and three seconds.
This is a disaster right now. But I didn't even think about that. I thought the manager might have to come over, might have to sign off. I know as you.
And we are zoomed in on Kramer. Oh, this is
finding it.
He's digging through. 1 minute and 20 seconds. So he obviously is.
You think he makes under 2 minutes? I think
this is going
to
be close.
He's being tripped up there. What we have to ask? What was that going to the window there to the? To the tower.
Did he forget that you have to do it at the kiosk?
Right.
CJ, what is going on in Kramer's head right now?
He's rattled.
He's clearly rattled.
Maybe was he using it?
He got it?
He is back. He will make it under 2 minutes. We'll see unless he has to bump somebody. He speeds up the wall. This heavy door is the...
Leans into the heavy door,
wrench,
pulls it out.
He knows he's disappointing.
154, 155, slam it in the middle. 159.
He did break 2 minutes.
Kramer, right. Why did you go up to the
Because we've historically done a $100 bet. and I'm not going to be able to print that ticket. So I was like, oh, I got to go to the window. And then I went back, and the window, they're having a situation down there. So I came back.
So you were going to really try to go to the window?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was gonna one up you with a $100 ticket.
That was amazing. So did you go less then?
Is that it's a $1,000 limit at the kiosk.
Yes.
All right. $1,000 payout limit?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So I'm gonna I have a $10 ticket here.
Okay.
That I which had I done it all over again, I would have just gone down and done the $10. I'm gonna be completing this to a $100 ticket.
You are giving out a lot of information right now, and Sean is taking it all in, as you should. You're batting last, you know, so that you take all the advantage you can.
The benefit.
He's already got a $10 bill out of his hand.
What are we doing, CJ?
The rules change, so we'll contest this after with the proper legal bodies.
CJ, give me an assignment.
We have plenty of time. I'm looking at 3.5. I expect you to get this done in minute 15. We're also gonna go defensive rookie of the year, Jihad Campbell of your Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's a good number as well. So,
you're just leaving.
Count me down.
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh man! So go ahead.
I tried to do the right thing and get the $100 ticket in, but I walked over and they were counting out a serious amount of money. Like everyone was focused on this amount of money. There was a bag.
Wow, a bag involved.
Like the guy collecting,
that was the Florida Panther sound.
Collecting had a duffel bag. Wow. So
the Gucci bag.
If Sean doesn't beat me in this one, it would be one of the more embarrassing performances.
Would be humiliating for sure. Especially since he had all that key information in there. I did bring up, I'm like, oh my God, I forgot that the manager might have to come over.
Well, I was hearing you guys debate it, and I was like, oh yeah, no, they're getting there. He still hasn't found it though.
Yeah, tell you what, Jihad's not easier one to find.
Well, no, he just found the award.
You might have a chance if he.
He's found the ticket.
He's not a tech guy, as we know.
Well, the question is, how quick does he figure out you have to hit cash out? Mm. Oh, he didn't need change. It's over.
No, that's what I mean. He had a $10 bill. He had a $10 bill ready.
I mean, it's still a pathetic time.
Yeah, there's nothing to be proud of.
Pathetic time.
It's certainly not a world record. But all right, here he comes in.
And the wind aiding
underneath. That was my total. That was my number for you. 115, and you went under by a second.
Let's go. Well, 2-1, baby.
The official ruling is on.
There's an inquiry.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
There's an inquiry.
You had horrible strategy from the beginning.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, you walked up to the counter. It's a kiosk game.
Well, because because we've always done $100 bets.
That's your own rule.
Oh, okay. Every other time we've done it, they've been $100 bets.
Have they?
Yeah.
These in-game interviews.
That's all right. It's all right. Now, I'd say the better way.
That's a rule you created.
Well, we agreed upon. That's how rules work.
Did we agree that it had to be $100 bet?
It's fine. I'm not complaining. I still hold the world record.
It sounds
record,
like
though.
You're complaining.
I'm not complaining. World record
CJ,
holder.
Is he complaining?
He said there's a lot of tech issues we're going to have to go through, and you did hear in the earpiece. I mean, I do appreciate you trying to do a $100 bet, and he got into a situation. He said they were counting out a massive bag amount of money at the window.
Well, yeah, so you didn't see it, Sean. The guy who was collecting had a duffel bag. So it was that kind of night for that gentleman.
Well,
so,
shout out to him.
Yeah, I think that might have been the Florida Panther noise we were hearing.
I just sent a note to the Guinness World Record office. No need to update the records.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm the world record of win-loss, which...
That's not how it works
wins
with speed
matter,
games.
Right. Wins matter.
It's all
as someone that's an Eli Manning fan, you know wins matter in the big spots. And I got a nice big win here. Let's go, baby.
What was that Jihad number, by the way?
22-1.
Horrible number.
There you go. Get some sacks.
Horrible number.
When we return, we're talking NBA playoffs with our buddy Scott Reichel from the NBA Gambling Podcast.